Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3. Mind Your Business with Howie Lim and Bernard Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
Thanks for staying with us here on Money FM 89.3. Now, no annual award better honours the bold ambition of Singapore's young businesses under 10 years old than the Emerging Enterprise Award, jointly organised by Singapore Press Holdings, Financial Daily, The Business Times, and Asia's best SME bank, OCBC Bank. Now, 2019 marks 12 years of the award's celebration of business innovation, resilience and excellence in SMEs, the bedrock of the Singapore economy. Since 2008, the award's been empowering startups and young enterprises with both recognition and resources to take flight and achieve stellar growth.
Well, today we check one of the 15 finalists in contention for this year's award to find out what makes them tick. We speak to Roslyn Chow, CEO of a CXA Group, Asia's first AI-driven population platform. This health and wellness ecosystem is designed to enable modern and diverse companies to manage costs. Well, Roslyn, welcome to the show again. What's the progress of CXA been since we last spoke?
So we last spoke about 6 months ago. Since then, we've signed multiple global contracts to expand around the world. So we actually expect to double this year, break even next year, and hire additional 100 engineers right now. So we just opened up a Vietnam tech hub. We've also announced that we're doing funding again to accelerate this expansion. So our new funding will be valued at US $250 million valuation.
Belated congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. So,
it already
we're trying
sounds
to become a unicorn within 3 years. So that's still
like
our
it.
Goal. So I'm
bold
still trying to
ambition.
Do it before I'm 60. But not young. We're supposed to display being young. We're probably bold, ambitious, and old.
I think what they mean is perhaps the company is still young.
A young company with an older founder.
That's the theme of the awards, being young, bold, and ambitious. And you hit them all, don't you?
Maybe not the young.
But for the benefit of the uninitiated, though, Roslyn, tell us how Asia's only flex and integrated wellness portal works again, your proprietary health tech ecosystem, so to speak.
Yeah, so many people talk about shifting the paradigm from treatment to prevention. We actually make it happen. We're actually the wallet inside the workplace that has all the money that employers spend on you for your insurance and when you see a doctor. But we let you decide how to spend the money. So if your spouse is working somewhere else and they already got you covered, or you bought Integrated Shield, you can actually free up that money to get healthier. So you could do things for your parents, for your kids, but we connect everything in case you get sick, if you want to get really healthy, or we even help you do early detection for diseases and we help you manage those diseases. So we connect it all.
And Roslyn, tell us, what else makes you stand out from the other platforms and businesses in this space?
So a couple of things. One is the fact that we're white labeled by the banks, the insurance companies, the telcos, so that it's powered by CXA for all of their corporate clients and their consumer clients. The second thing is that we actually pass the savings back to the consumer. So, for example, when we integrate all of the clinics and we sell through the bank or insurer, we give at least 15% off your doctor's visit because we take out the TPA, we take out the broker, the agent, and everything else is digital. We're here to pass back the savings.
How have you done this, though, when so many others have failed, I suppose, to want to be able to say, I can pass the savings to you, I can connect all of these dots for you, and yet...
Yes, because no one's actually connecting the whole ecosystem. So, for example, insurance companies don't connect the ecosystem they use TPAs to. They don't sell directly. They use agents and brokers. So if they're the payer and they don't connect it, the employers don't connect it. I mean, they're just trying to do their jobs and have employees.
Yep.
So we're the first to connect all of it. We're doing what insurance companies didn't do, but we removed the middlemen.
Right.
So it's similar to what travel did when the travel platforms came out.
Right.
You know, it used to be an agent calling or faxing the airlines, the hotels, the car rentals, the travel insurance. Then the platforms got built. So healthcare is much more sophisticated. because there's GPs, there's specialists, there's hospitals, there's gyms, there's health screenings, there's pharmacies, there's like the drugs inside your clinic.
Yeah.
You can have diabetes, hypertension, there's all sorts of diseases. There's mental health, financial health, so we connect all of it. Mm. The technology is only recently available to do that.
Right.
But we have to do it city by city because you still, it's brick by brick.
Right.
Mm.
And it's hard to integrate to all of this because everyone has a different software or they have no software. It's just people. So we have to build all of it.
Talk to us about the nomination process so far. What have you learned about yourself and of CXA Group?
I learned that these judges are very tough.
tough room, yeah.
Yeah. So about ourselves, I mean, I've learned that I've had to explain ourselves in layman terms, so that judges that are not in our industry can understand. So the pitching actually taught us how to explain ourselves better.
Mm.
That helps too, I'm sure, as you explain to clients as well and people you want to have come on board, etc.
Exactly, and investors.
Mm-hmm. So tell us, Rosalind, why are you in this space? I mean, why is it personally important to you?
It's I'm in this space because I used to run the largest global insurance broker. I ran the 14 countries.
Mm-hmm.
And even though I grew it 800% to about $1 billion, all of our clients complain, all in every country. It didn't matter which country, Australia, India, Korea, Japan, China, Singapore.
What were the issues?
Yeah, they all complained about why my healthcare costs were growing double digit every single year.
Mm.
And also, why is it that no one can ever reimburse this physical piece of paper? Why is it in this day and age that the insurance industry walks with dinosaurs?
Mm-hmm.
No one can ever reimburse me. And also, why is it the same benefit for everyone, even though I have five generations under one rooftop? So I try to convince my firm for 5 years in a row to give me just $10 million. You know, you are the Fortune 200.
Mm-hmm.
Give me $10 million and I can bill you the tech to actually cut the cost of healthcare, shift from treatment to prevention, and personalize benefits to each person so we can get them healthier.
Mm.
And then your healthcare costs can go down.
Mm.
So that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to build a whole healthcare ecosystem because it is different. It shouldn't be a piece of medical receipt that no one can reimburse in this day and age.
Mm-hmm.
So they said no for 5 years in a row. So I finally spent the $10
million. Mm-hmm.
It was my $10 million. $5 million of my money, my husband's money, my children's money. And then I signed a personal guarantee for another $5 million.
Right.
So I decided to do it myself. And one of the reasons why is not just the complaints. I had a Chinese client. They bought cancer insurance for all their employees. They have about 150,000 employees. And what they found were too many late-stage cancers.
Mm.
It was too late. What they said was, hey, since 98% of employees have health screening, why does insurance only pay when it's too late, when people are sick? Why can't you do early detection and help them prevent disease from happening? Why can't it be about health, not about insurance? And that's what I built. It's about your health. And insurance is just in case. But why can't we detect disease early, prevent it from happening, help you become healthier, and then just in case we take care of your treatment? So that's what I always wanted to build, and that's what we finally built.
Mm.
But we not only go door to door to the Fortune 500 now, we actually are white labeled by big firms that have all the SMEs. So that way I can cover large firms and small firms, not only in Asia, but soon in Europe and North America.
Yeah,
so
world domination.
Yes,
as it should be.
Global domination. Yes, from Singapore. So I want to fly the Singapore flag to do this. Because healthcare is an issue that's global.
All over the world.
Over the world.
Yeah.
And no one has solved this issue, but it starts in the workplace because they're already spending the money. So why don't I repurpose existing money?
Mm.
There's no new money. Mm. It's just existing money.
Mm. No need to spend more, so to speak,
yes,
right?
Spend the same, but get people healthy. Don't wait till they get sick.
Here's the thing, though, Rosalind. I remember last time you came, we spoke, and you said it was a tough ride. it's your money, it's your husband's, it's your kids. You worked out of your living room for a spell.
Yes, you had to get
your colleagues to come and work out of the living room with you.
Yes, no one wanted to be in my house.
Advice to other entrepreneurs to stay the course, because there is light at the end of the tunnel.
Yes, there's always light. It's just shit happens every hour. That's the problem with entrepreneurship, because you're building something that's never been built before. So you have to listen to your clients. You have to figure out a big pain point. You have to solve it, but you have to get past the lulls, because the thing about entrepreneurship is when you run out of money, you're dead. So try not to run out of money.
Okay.
Try not to spend any money. That's why we worked in my house. Of course, I didn't follow my own rule of try not to spend any money, since I spent all my money. But go with the strength of your convictions and try to build a business before raising money, because otherwise there's nothing to talk about.
Mm-hmm,
you have to build a business, but you have to figure out how to make people pay.
Mm-hmm.
And for us, people don't have to pay. Just, you know, appoint us as the broker and we can become your platform. But now that the banks and insurers are white labeling us, we just had to find a way to lure clients to them.
Okay. Well, Rosalind, we all know that tough times are ahead for all of us. How is CXA preparing for the economic slowdown and the headwinds coming forth?
Actually, recessions are really good for us, because every single firm is looking to cut costs.
Right.
So if we can help them cut their healthcare costs, which is growing 10% a year at least, and we can cut it by 15 to 25%, we're in a great business.
Mm.
So
not
look,
that you're opportunistic, just that you happen to be at the right place at the right time.
We're cutting costs, right? If people are really stressed, we can help them, right? So this is, if there are firms that are consolidating, right, they need to cut costs. You need to take care of your employees after that, because those are the ones who are left. So we're all about mental health in the workplace.
Mm.
Rosalind. So no, it helps us. Good times and bad times.
Rosalind Chow, CEO of the CXA Group, Asia's first AI-driven population platform. CXA Group is one of the finalists of the Emerging Enterprise Award, jointly organized by Singapore Press Holdings Financial Daily, The Business Times, and Asia's best SME bank, OCBC Bank. This award supports the bold ambitions of young businesses. It recognizes their achievements and also offers them networking opportunities and needed resources to continue growing. Rosalind, thank you so much.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.